Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course, my wife and I, Owen Learberg. In this video, I'm going to talk about how to deal with dogs that whine a lot. And the reason I decided to do this is that I have two dogs that I'm around right now that are whiners. One is our 14-year-old border terrier, Stella, and she never was a big whiner for her whole life, but just in the last year or so, she's gone deaf. And you see this in a lot of older dogs where they get insecure and they have problems. And it just is an issue of old age. And I'm going to tell you how I handle her when she whines, because she does whine a lot. And I think she's whining because she's nervous. And then the second dog I'm around is Lulu, one of our employees' office dogs. Lulu is I don't know how old she is. She's a couple years old. She's a bulldog. She belongs to one of our employees. She's been in a couple of the videos, but she whines a lot. She's never learned rules. She's never learned really how to lay in a crate and be quiet. So I'm going to talk about how we handle that, because we solve that problem. But I got to be a little bit careful when you're talking about whining, because I don't want people to jump to conclusions that this is how you do every single dog. For example, puppies. Puppies got to learn to be quiet in a dog crate. And you don't do the things that I'm going to talk about in a minute with a puppy. You got a puppy that that whines in a crate. They got to learn to deal with that. Cover the crate with a sheet so it's not sitting there looking at you and thinking, I got to get out of here. I hate this thing. No. You've got to use your patience there. Feed the dog in a crate. Toss treats in the crate. Get the dog to learn that fun things happen in the crate. You could do like one of these funnel things that I just did a video on, where we freeze either dog food, and it could be the puppy's food, or yogurt, or whatever, and throw that in the crate. And another thing, dogs that whine to go outside. If you have a dog that whines to take you out and it really has to go to the bathroom and it's not kidding, that's a pretty good deal on a dog. And I have my little Chihuahua that's now 2.5 years old. And when she has to go out, I didn't train her to do that, but she'll sit on the ground and drop her butt on the ground and drag her butt around and whine. That's pretty cool. I don't fool with that. When she does that, I know, take her outside. And she's really never had, when we got her, she never had a problem peeing and pooping in the house. She always did that. We were just lucky. I am talking about dogs that whine to go outside because they want to go outside and they're bored being in the house. How do you deal with that? Well, that's not a dog that's trying to get you to go outside because it has to pee or poop. That's a dog that's bored and he's got you pretty well trained. Those dogs need to learn to pee and poop on a leash. That's an important learned skill. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It could be 100 times that you take them out. But it's a valuable skill to have if you take dogs places when you travel to get out at a rest stop to have your dog out on a leash, peeing and pooping, and they know what it means. Go poop, go pee. I train all my dogs to do that. If I had a dog then that was whining to go outside and I take it outside and it doesn't do it, I don't play with them when they go out. When they go out to pee and poop, hey, this is serious work. You go out, do your deal, and you come right back in the house. If I take a dog out and it thinks it's going to go out there and play, no. That's not what happens. I pick them up, I bring them inside, I put them in the dog crate. Maybe you're going to have to do that 200 or 300 times before they learn, ooh, I better not. I don't like being in that dog crate when it's what I did resulted in me being in that crate. So that's how you deal with those kinds of dogs. You could even, on a dog that's trying to play the games with you, put it in a dog crate and put a sheet over the crate so it's something different. They'll learn from that. Now, we get to the point where, let's talk about Lulu first. Lulu, she's about 50 feet from my office door at work. And she Becca got her. She was never trained. We really don't know what her background was. She's the sweetest dog in the world. I like her, but she whines. And she wants to get out of the X-Bend. First, we didn't have her using an X-Bend. Then I said, okay, put her in an X-Bend. And I wasn't paying attention, not to Lulu, but to Becca, because Becca is not a dog trainer yet. She is becoming one. But I got bored and wasn't really paying attention to her. And all I heard, no, 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 quiet, 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 no. Lulu got desensitized to the word no. She got desensitized to quiet. She didn't know what it meant. She didn't learn what it meant. So at that point, what are you going to do? You can rap on the side of the crate. Yeah, well, that's just fine when you're sitting right there, but not with Lulu, because 3 minutes later, she's whining again. So with her, we used a remote collar. And I put the caveat here because it's important to understand that we're not shocking the snot out of this dog for whining. She learned in the beginning, Becca would say no, and then stimulate the dog with low, low level stimulation. She's pairing no to the stimulation. And Lulu had to learn that when Becca said no, something was going to happen afterwards if she whined again. And then after a few days of doing that, we had Becca stop saying no. Lulu had to learn, if she whines, there's a consequence to whining, because we don't want her whining anytime in the office. She gets taken out several times a day. She's not whining because she wants to go outside. She's whining because she's not getting time spent with her that she thinks she should have. So now it's, she whines, and it's starts out vibration, just the vibration thing. If that doesn't work, we turn it up a little, and we continue to turn it up until when we stimulate her, she feels it, and she stops. With the goal being, and I talk about this all the time, new trainers have to wrap their mind around the head that a correction, and the purpose of a correction is not to punish a dog. The purpose of a correction is to get a behavior change. And then at the end of that little line is the purpose of a correction is to get a behavior change that the dog understands and it remembers. So that doesn't happen like that in the beginning. So that's what we did with Lulu. She doesn't whine anymore, period. And here's another thing. When Becca has to leave the room for a while, for whatever reason, she'll give the transmitter to someone else that's in the room. And if she's gone and Lulu's whining, the other person that has a transmitter will just start with maybe just tapping her. But she's learned now. It's not a problem anymore. Now that takes us to Stella. Stella, as I said, 14-year-old Border Terrier, loves me. Gone deaf. She can be standing right there and I can holler at her and she don't hear me at all. That happens a lot with older dogs. It hasn't happened to me a lot with my dogs in the past, but it's happening now. And everywhere I go, she's right behind me. So I go out of my way to let her sit in my lap at night. I go out of my way to pet her, rub her belly, tell her how much I love her. But she's whining and she needs to be dealt with. Now I use a remote collar with Stella, but only for the vibration. I do not stimulate her. It's not necessary. She just needs to learn. In her life, she's kind of a sensitive dog. She's a dog that wants to comply. Border Terriers can be a little independent. I don't have that problem with her. So with her, when she's whining, I'll be sitting working on my computer and she'll be laying at my feet, or she'll be laying on the couch next to me, and when she whines, I just stimulate her with a vibration, and it works. So this isn't the holy grail of how to use a remote collar or how to deal with a dog that whines, but it's not a bad foundation to let you think about the problem you have, because a whining dog can be a real pain in the ass. And in the beginning, it's cute. It ain't cute after it's been doing it for 6 months or so. Maybe you'll get some good ideas, and I hope it works for you.